I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fears are coming true in the Hindu heartland of India. Local authorities in Chhattisgarh state now have the power to say no to Christians. India Partners' John Sparks says it's making India Partners' workers in neighboring Odisha state nervous.
If someone comes and tries to share the gospel, they'll get beat up and thrown in prison. If they can do this in a few villages and no one in the state government or central government take any action, it empowers the local people to say no Christians and throw the Christians out of the village.
Find the details to help you pray at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, you've probably heard the phrase, for such a time as this. It's the story of Esther at a critical time when she's in the right place at the right time to use her gifts to influence a king. And this is what Haggai Institute replicates.
It's an institution for the evangelization of leaders.
That's Justice Joey Reyes, who's one of two Haggai alumni on the shortlist for the Supreme Court in the Philippines. Because of the Haggai training, Reyes is leading by example.
I became more and more involved in evangelization, especially to the court employees, by leading by example and bringing God to them and bringing them to God.
And Filipino widows are getting their homes back just in the nick of time. When Super Typhoon Haiyan swept through the Philippines last year, already vulnerable widows lost what little they had. But with the help from Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, local believers have rebuilt several homes. And now, widows have a safe place to live when hurricane season starts next month. For the full story and the prayer needs, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way from Sat7. You can get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.